This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about, well, what Abraham Lincoln, who better to know, and who better to know what to say at the right time in an attempt to deceive the people during his time. Than the old tyrant president Abraham Lincoln. Now, I know that you've been taught that he's a good guy, but if you dig in a little bit deeper, you're going to find he's just like any other criminal that transgresses the law at will, that calls himself a representative, of course, under false pretenses, right? A fiend representative. Again, President Abraham Lincoln said, "The people of the United States are the rightful masters of both Congress and courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution." Boy, oh boy, you say that today, friends. It's interesting to note how people just say, "Man, that guy's a rebel. Man, that guy's a real radical, isn't he? Man, that guy, yeah, I mean, he's talking about overthrowing in these guys that are actually violating their own swore oath to uphold the Constitution, that are actually transgressing those laws found in the Constitution. Man, that Bradley Dean, he's really radical, isn't he, for calling these criminals off for who they are? The people of the United States are the rightful masters of both Congress and courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. Where our forefathers drew the line. I'm going to go there, okay? Where our forefathers drew the line. Because they drew it a lot quicker than anybody even thought to concerning their posterity in the present age. We're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes. We're going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm just going to give you the headlines concerning the topics that the mainstream media attempts to withhold. We have a Muslim spy indictment reveals the ineptitude of America's witless intelligent agencies. Folks, you know, you really need to come to terms with the fact that the CIA and the FBI and the ATF and these other organizations and bureaucracies that have been created, they're there to deal with you. You have to come to terms with that, okay? They're not there, like the FBI, we're led to believe that they're there to basically safe vouch and protect the people's rights against, well, big business and those that have the means to do things that others wouldn't have the means to do. No, friends, they're not there protecting us from them. They're protecting them from us. You need to come to terms with that. Quit acting like these bureaucracies and these agencies don't know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. How many times have we found in the present age, friends, in the last couple decades, where the FBI has been responsible, or the CIA has been responsible, or the ATF has been responsible for the crimes against we the people? So get out of your mind. That they don't know what they're doing, that they're witless, that they're stupid. No, they know exactly what they're doing, friends. Okay, this is the same government through Project Paperclip that took war criminals, Nazi criminals, back from the 30s and the 40s over into America, okay, to do here what they tried to do there, yet they failed in doing so. So again, quit acting like they are witless, that they are stupid. No, they know exactly what they're doing. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Muslim spy indictment reveals the ineptitude of America's witless intelligence agencies. Again, here we have it. The useful idiot herself, a dangerous useful idiot, a plant, no doubt, Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez neglects actual constituents to promote herself. Of course. Of course, friends. Again, keep in mind that Ms. Ocasio-Cortez is nothing more, friends, than a reflection of the American people that tolerate her. It shows you how stupid you are, not how stupid she is. I did an article a couple weeks ago. Go ahead and laugh at them all that you want to. Friends, you're the ones being laughed at. This shows you what you're willing to put up with. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. UK's Muslim advisor on countering extremism. ISIS bride must be let back in or more Muslims will turn to jihad. Folks, if that isn't the definition of totalitarianism, authoritarianism, communism, I don't know what else you need, what information you need to understand what's going on here. Instead of the government in the UK fighting to keep these people out, they let them in, they allure them in, they give them cities to mayor, like 30 in the UK alone. They're being totally overtaken now by those that mean to conquer the UK. And now the Muslims that needed help from those in the UK are now demanding that either you let our child brides in, you better let them back into the UK, or else what we're going to do is we're going to bring more jihad to you. We're going to blow ourselves up. We're going to cowardly strap a bomb upon ourselves and put ourselves in a car and then drive into a crowd of people and kill them because you didn't let us have our way. Folks, you are dealing with an irrational people. You are dealing with the people that it's literally kill or be killed. There's no negotiations with irrationality, friends, and that's what you're dealing with here. But the UK is succumbing to it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And by the way, so is America, incrementally. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. UCLA student signs petition that would put conservatives in concentration camps. Now, you know, call it for what it is. You can call her crazy all that you want. And then you can call me crazy before her, because what I've shared with you time and time again, friends, this is exactly how it's going to be played out. Even either the law abiders are going to enforce the laws against what you call the left, okay, or what you call the left is going to have you thrown in concentration camps. There is no in-between. And sooner or later, it's going to happen. And this is how civil war is created, because you allow the media to continuously violate law day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, that are doing their best to incite domestic insurrection within. Okay, and of course, this is why we're getting this news, because the CIA-controlled media wanted us to have this news. Again, the UCLA student signs petition that would put conservatives in concentration camps. And of course, she's got equality on her hat. Now, keep in mind, equality is always a found according to the reference of law. Okay. And the law does what? It protects and it condemns. It does one or the other. And, of course, these nomads don't know the difference, but that's why we call them useful idiots. They're being used to destroy within, because the useful idiots that call themselves the right allow these useful idiots to do the things that they do. What's the difference? There isn't one. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our Patriot Fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Michael Roach. Thank you for your trust, my friend. With that said, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Facebook is Bradley Dean double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Also have Sons of Liberty YouTube with Bradley Dean. There's several hundred videos out there educating you, using the law against the crime rather than the crime against the law. With that said, again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. 94% of the American people do not believe the mainstream media, and rightly so. That means there's 6% of the population in the United States that are foolish enough to believe those that lie to them. And what's sad about all of this is they know how to lie better than the 94% know how to tell the truth. Because if that was the case, we wouldn't be in the situation or the predicament that we're in today, right? No, absolutely not. Was just highlighting on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the UCLA student signs petition that would put conservatives in concentration camps. This is the up-and-coming generations. You need to understand that. These are the kids that are coming out of the communist schools, being indoctrinated heavily by their professors, which are blatant communists, okay? Which runs antithetical to who we are. Let me say it again. UCLA student signs petition that would put conservatives in concentration camps. America, the only thing I can do is tell you, either you're going to enforce that law or their lawlessness is going to have its way with you sooner or later. That's a fact. I remember telling you several times that this is coming down the road. And now we're here again. You know, that's one thing I appreciate about this radio show. And I'm talking about sometimes, more than not, I'm standing back listening to the things. Sometimes I'll listen to the show to see and rehearse in my ears what was said. Because we trust the Holy Ghost in this ministry to tell us things to come and to show us things to come concerning the Word of God so history doesn't repeat itself. And what I was just saying is I remember saying, friends, there's no better metaphor to give. Parable, lesson. It's coming to this, friends. You're dealing with irrational people. You're trying to rationalize. You're trying to have a conversation with those that are reprobates. They're abandoned to sin. Okay, they're given over to a reprobate mind. The Lord put that mind in them because they chose the way and the path that they're on. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is hell. And the fact of the matter is, these people need to realize that that's the direction that they're going right now. Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way, not wide and broad. But friends, again, here we are. We're at the crossroads. They're now calling for petitions, friends, and concentration camps to throw conservatives in at the UCLA. Now, do you think that this person is mentally stable? Do you think that there's not some sort of... I can almost guarantee you she's on some sort of dangerous psychotropic drug, as a matter of fact. You should see the picture of her. She's got a big gay flag on her hat and a big gay flag on her shirt. And what's interesting to note, friends, is I was reading the book of Acts yesterday, and when you look at the word lewd, it's sexually perverse. Those are the ones that were constantly attacking those that were turning the world upside down, namely the apostles in the book of Acts. Here they are, right in front of your face. Same spirit, different time, different generation, different century. Going on to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, I shared with you yesterday that the UN education agenda continues to advance under Donald Trump, right? We all know that. Okay? We all know that that's taking place in this country. Well, today, the continued efforts of D.C. to violate the law and meddling in education to push UN agenda goes forward. And for those that do not know, Donald Trump's appointee is all about getting the American curriculum tied into the conduit of the UN agenda. I know some of you Trumpites, you just don't want to see it for what it is. I understand. You go your way. You continuously follow the blind. And you're going to wonder why you're ending up in the ditch like you are again this cycle of elections. You're going to find yourself there again next cycle of elections. And then the next cycle of elections. And then you've been doing this for 40 and 50 and 60 years. You're pathetic. Because you don't listen to anybody. And you do it to yourselves. And you deserve what you get. But I want to tell you something, friends. Again, the continued efforts of D.C. to violate the law and meddling in education to push you an agenda. Again, let me ask you something, friends. Let's get this in you. Those that serve we the people, where did they receive their delegated authority to take our curriculum and hand it over to a global initiative? Let's take it a step back. Where did the federal government receive delegated authority to violate the very laws that they're supposed to uphold? And keep in mind, the federal government's a creation of the state, not the state's a creation of the federal government. This is how upside down the American people are. Okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is North Dakota State University covering up student immigration fraud facilitated by, here again, Ilhan Omar? Now, for those that don't know who Ilhan Omar is, you must have your eyes tightly shut and your ears plugged. Because just yesterday, February 26th, Jihad reps Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, first to sign pledge to impeach the President of the United States of America. I also want to appeal to your conscience. Is anybody paying attention to the timing of these created crises? And by the way, they are created crises. Remember what the president said back in the 30s, Mr. Roosevelt. He said, there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. Isn't it interesting how these crises come out in a timely fashion consistently. Do you remember what James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, said? He said, no country can endure continual warfare. You are being beaten down. Why? Because your representatives are not there to uphold the law so you might have peace. But again, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Jihad reps Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib first to sign pledge to impeach the President of the United States. One that is victorious in Michigan wraps herself in a Palestinian flag in the United States of America. Then we have another one, Ilhan Omar, who allegedly married her brother. She's been busted for misappropriation of funds. We just talked about how she may be covering up immigration fraud facilitated by Ilhan Omar once again. She's being busted left and right, friends. Her anti-Semitic comments, and yet she's still there. And the only reason she's there, America, is because you're allowing it. And I know, again, that people don't like hearing it, but you know, the fact of the matter is, you're the responsible party. Who am I supposed to tell? Am I supposed to tell the reps? Do you think for some reason or another, those that are serving and working for special interest groups that are committing crimes against we the people, do you think for some reason or another they're going to turn themselves in, America? Because that ain't going to happen. That's why you have, when you peruse the U.S. Constitution, you have an Article 2, Section 4, an Article 3, Section 3. And first and foremost, let me ask you something. Why do you have an Ilhan Omar, who is not here to assimilate? She's not here to assimilate. And neither is Rashida Tlaib. How are they lawfully here? Friends, this has all created crisis, and keep in mind, it was dead fish Rahm Emanuel that said, listen, never let a good crisis go to waste. No, of course not. They're the ones creating them on so many different fronts. What do you think Ocasio-Cortez is? She's a plant. What do you think Ilhan Omar is? She's a plant. What do you think Rashida Tlaib is? She's a plant. This is perfect judgment to a nation that will not be ruled by God. Let me take it a step further. Joseph Mengele. Some say Mengele, Nazi war criminal, responsible for heinous crimes. He said that when they were doing this to the people in Germany, keep in mind, less than 3% of the people approved of Adolf Hitler. Once he got into power, he began to kill off his opposition, literally, both within and without. 6 million in, 6 million without. Gypsies, Jews, dissidents, so on and so forth. But what's interesting to know, friends, is Joseph Mengele said, the more that we were doing to the people in Germany, the less they believed that it was us doing it to them. I mean, what do you need, friends? I mean, do you want to follow from the bottom to the top of the flagpole concerning the Bushes and Daddy Bush and Bush Jr. and going to Grandpa Prescott Bush, who was indicted in 1942 for illegally financing Hitler's war? I mean, come on, American. Keep in mind, Adolf Hitler was using the Muslims to do his biddings. And by the way, we're going to get to some of this, because so did King George to the colonists. He used the Indians to do what? His killing for them. What do you think is happening? You're being overthrown right now in the face of the lies that are being thrown on you through the propagandist, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, ex-CNN reporter Amber Line explains how they fake the news once again. And then we have also Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I'm the Boss. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Addressing the Conservative Political Action Conference today, President Donald Trump denounced socialism.
But while we're making great strides, and our country is doing as well and maybe in many ways better than it's ever done before, Democrat lawmakers are now embracing socialism. They want to replace individual rights with total government domination.
While Trump was on the stage in National Harbor, Maryland, independent Bernie Sanders, running for president as a Democrat in 2020, told supporters at a rally in Brooklyn that the United States is going to join every other major country on earth and guarantee health care to all people as a right.
You can spend all of the money you want against us. We will have a Medicare for all single-payer system.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to highlight one more thing for you, too, friends. We got PayPal, Top Dog admits partnership with hard left smear machine SPLC to blacklist dissidents from leftist agenda. Okay? And then we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you should see some of these pictures, friends. Annie Christ is her name. It's a man. Okay? A-N-N-I-E. Christ, drag queen allowed to read to kids at library despite protests. You do know, America, again, one of those I told you so 15 years ago, you're dealing with reprobates, you're dealing with lawless people. There is no lines with these people. They're going to keep going as long as you let them go. They're always going to get away with whatever you let them get away with. Okay? This man calls himself Antichrist. He commits the act of a felony, and the headline is drag queen allowed to read to kids at library despite protest. No, wait a second. Not just despite protest, good for the protesters. Protestant has meaning here. But the bottom line is, friends, it's a felony. It's a felony. I mean, you've already allowed them to cross the line, to transgress the line of law by advocating, and you're led to believe that it's legal because the government said so, to that which is legal. Okay, concerning sodomy, it's a felony in every state. I just wanted you to know that. As long as you keep overlooking the law, this is what's going to continuously happen. lawless people are going to take it line upon line, precept upon precept, incrementally in their lawless style. And that's exactly what they're doing. And that's why your nation is being turned into hell. Lawless people, friends, don't know peace. They're wicked men. Okay? There is no peace to the wicked, the Lord said. And the Bible said that he'll turn that nation into hell that forgets him in Psalm 9. And he gives you the answer right there when he says that the Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. And when you take it to Isaiah 26:9 again, when thy judgments are in the earth, when the people in the earth obey God and enforce the law against the crimes, they're going to have righteousness and peace within the gate. Okay, they're called peace officers, right? But if you leave that off, this is what's going to happen. Check them out, friends. You got to see some of the videos on sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as some of the pictures, friends, because a picture is worth a thousand words, and here we have it online today. It's craziness. Once again, here we are. Okay? With that, where did our forefathers draw the line? President Abraham Lincoln said that the people of the United States are the rightful masters of both Congress and courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert that Constitution. Hey, friends, do you look at police officers in the United States of America, good police officers? Do you look at them as a bunch of anarchists? Or do you look at them as peace officers that love their country? Okay, so it is with those that love God. And so it is here. So to overthrow those that pervert the Constitution is a good thing, not a bad thing. And I know that there's a handful of people out there that are that ignorant to believe that somehow or another this is promoting anarchy. Baloney. Read your Bible. Okay? I have to ask the question, how many times I would have to reiterate that we the people in this country are the government? I got to keep saying it because people forget that. How many times have I had to reiterate that we the people in this country are the government? Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. And them that are to serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. And how they do in fact work for you Americans and not you for them. But they have you believing just the exact opposite, don't they? Folks, are you not sick and tired of being sick and tired concerning the scandals? Are you not sick and tired of being sick and tired of the lies and the promises on the campaign trail that are left undone? Are you not tired of seeing repeat offenders like that of, well, you know who they are. I don't even need to tell you their names. That act like demigods, these repeat offenders, which live and act like that they're above the laws that they are, in fact, to uphold and to enforce? I mean, all of this being put before your faces on a daily basis by the CIA-controlled media that less than 6% of Americans believe, where they are continuously magnifying, listen carefully, the crimes of the corrupt without indictments, without justice, rather instead of the laws against the crimes and them that transgress. You know that you're taught on a daily basis, friends? Here, let me give you a perfect knowledge. You're taught to magnify the crimes rather than the law. I went to a DARE meeting in the county that I live in when I first moved here. When we first moved here and I took the time to go to this meeting, it was called MEDA, just like DARE. And what they were doing throughout the duration, for I think there's probably about 100 people that showed up, some students with their parents. And they thought that the sheriffs and the main man, because there's 144 sheriffs in my county alone, but we're talking about the sheriff, the main sheriff. He got up and he talked to the young people and he had a presentation literally showing the kids what the drugs are made out of, how to get the equipment and what stores to go to get the equipment so they can make crystal methane. And they were talking about how they had a crystal methane problem throughout the country. And it's not just crystal methane, it's cocaine, it's heroin, the list goes on. Matter of fact, if you go to the DARE's website, you'll see that they are teaching kids how to commit the crime. Back to my meeting. When I walked out, there was a cop, a cool cop, but an ignorant cop, that was standing there with nothing but displays of paraphernalia. And what was interesting is, again, I just moved here, and everything I do in my county, friends, I'm on the front page of the paper. Okay? Because they're looking to find fault. A reporter came up to me, and I had said, I was speaking to the representative here in my county. And I said to him, and the reporter was right next to him, I said to him, why is it that you guys are standing back and watching this propaganda machine unfold in teaching kids how to break the law? Okay, now, let me go back a couple minutes before that, because they did a Q&A. A lady was doing a presentation during this particular time, doing the same thing that the sheriff was doing, teaching the kids how to commit the crime. I raised my hand. She called me out with a big smile on her face. They thought what they were doing was just outstanding. It was great. It was cool. It's communism. I said to her, ma'am, can I ask you a question? How is it that you're sitting here doing a screen presentation showing kids what the drugs are? They've never seen them before. How is it that you're showing them what the drugs are made out of, what stores to go to, and even showing them paraphernalia as to how to use the drugs that you are being, well, you are here telling the kids not to do? I said, how does that make any sense? Of course, it was reported in the paper that I was trying to sabotage their meeting. As I walked out and I was talking to the representative, I said to him what I said. I said, you are teaching kids how to commit the crime. The reporter came over to me, and a girl that was in the meeting looked up at me. She was in high school, and she said, what you are saying is exactly what they're doing. I believe it was inadvertently, through stupidity, not understanding the up-and-coming generations. But friends, they were literally teaching people how to commit the crime. Can I tell you this, friends? What is Hollywood doing on a daily basis? What is the media doing on a daily basis? They're teaching you and encouraging you to advocate for crime, to transgress the law, so we can hasten our own destruction. That's absolutely ridiculous. But friends, that is just one on the many topics in which we can cover, showing you exactly how they're teaching people how to commit the crime rather than to enforce the law against the crime. I said to this representative and to the sheriff, I said, it's your job to enforce the law against the crime. It's not your job to teach the kid how to commit the crime. How did they report it in the paper? The sheriff said, well, Bradley Dean, he was just trying to sabotage the meeting. No, I wasn't. I was trying to educate you because you look really dysfunctional, idiotic, and ignorant in front of the people in your community. Now, I know he's a cool guy. I still know who he is. But the fact of the matter is, it is the truth. How else? Another sheriff weighed in on the conversation. I was on the front page of the paper, by the way. And they were asked about the DARE program that I was exposing. Another local sheriff said, it's the best program I know of. I haven't found anything better yet. You're exactly right. But after 300, listen, folks, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high schools across the country, when I would expose the DARE program for what I'm telling you right now, the way how the media operates and how Hollywood operates and politicians operate and the supreme injustices operate, friends, I've had DARE officer after DARE officer look at me and nod their heads. Without fail, the kids understood it. I had one kid come up to me in Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, who was in rehabilitation over and over again, and he came up to me and he said, you know what, you were right. He goes, my dad is the sheriff of the county. And he was bragging to me about how many times he went through the rehabilitation programs. I did, in fact, say, to set the record straight, I said, you know what? You may think that you're getting one over on your dad, but the fact of the matter is you're getting one over on nobody but yourself. Okay? I've also talked to local drug dealers that have been through these programs, friends, that said they would have never known what to do if it wasn't for the DARE program. How many crimes do you think are being committed today because Hollywood taught them how to commit the crime? How many do you think have been committed today that they have been taught by Hollywood to commit? And then once they commit the crime, guess what? They end up in jail. Conveniently, for more slave labor. Making the correctional institutions more than $64 billion a year. America, you're doing this to yourself. And by the way, the guys that think that they're getting one over on those that are falling to their schemes, they're caught in it just as much as anybody else is. They're the author of it, but I want to tell you something. The author, my father, my big brother, the author and finisher of my faith, will see fit that at the end of the day, you're first in judgment. Mark my words. Furthermore, mark his words. But friends, what's happening in your country today is they're teaching people to magnify the crime of the corrupt without justice, rather than instead of the laws against the crimes and them that transgress. Is it not true? Can anybody debate what I'm saying? Absolutely not. If you'd like to, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD. And I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm going to take this in part. Where our forefathers drew the line, and I'm talking about how you're taught through the media, through Hollywood, through corrupt politicians, through corrupt judges, through the corrupt church, how to magnify the crime rather than magnifying the law against the crime. I was just talking about a program, and I wanted to go into more detail so you can understand more, because this applies across the boards. Guns, drugs, corruption. It's all promoted by Hollywood. And it's all backed up by the injustices found in the Supreme Court in so many different ways. Okay? They call it freedom of speech to teach young people how to commit gun crimes. And then you have corrupt politicians waiting for the crime to be committed so they can attempt to disarm you, to empower the tyrant more and more to wield power over you in your ignorance. Okay, this is what happens when you tolerate it. But let's just use the topic of drugs, because this is one I've been on. You know, for example, what about drugs? Crystal, crack, cocaine, dust, heroin, marijuana. Folks, drugs, guns, corruption, they're glamorized. Hey, folks, go online and do a Google search on Al Capone. Isn't it amazing how the world praises wicked men? You know, the Bible says those that forsake the law, God's moral law in Proverbs 28, they praise the wicked. And this goes across the boards. I mean, some people have their cars completely pinstriped and painted friends, with none other than Al Capone, one of the greatest criminals in American history. Bugsy Siegel's another one. People love criminals, friends. They love to highlight the criminals. They love to praise the criminals. They love to emulate these criminals. Right? Wow. Talking about an underachiever, right? Talking about a loser. But that's what people do. Folks, drugs are glamorized from music, Hollywood, TV, magazines, and of course, the streets. This also applies to sex. I was watching a 2020 program, which aired about 10 years ago, on the transportation of drugs to America. And it was interesting to note that the reporter in America asked those in Colombia, you know, almost blaming the Colombian people for transporting drugs to America. Well, you can't really blame the Colombian people for transporting drugs to America, because if the people in America weren't buying the drugs, they wouldn't be transporting the drugs, right? And guess who's in that big business? The FBI, the CIA. Right? Go online. You can see find a whole bunch of that stuff going on. I just talked to old Billy Bob Clinton, friends. He was one of America's biggest cocaine dealers out of Mena, Arkansas. That's a fact. But with that said, friends, in Colombia, they asked them, so how is it that you get these drugs over to America? You know what they do? Drug lords in America and in Colombia, they take little kids, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, and they kill them. And then they empty out their body cavities and they put them in coffins and they stuff their bodies full of cocaine. That's how they transport them into America. Not saying that that's how they do it all the time, but that's how they have to get it under the noses of the American officials, those that will do their job, the good guys in American and good American law enforcement. Isn't that crazy? Just a note, over 80% of drugs confiscated by law officials, as they call themselves, enforcement agencies, they still hit the streets. I can tell you firsthand from this, friends. I had a friend in North Minneapolis. He used to get all of his drugs from the FBI. Also interesting to note, I was a rocker, so I hung out with a lot of girls. And I remember going to parties at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I remember police officers would walk through the parties because they were friends with the girls. And they would warn the girls to warn the drug dealers inside of the parties. Don't tell me how it works, friends. I know how it works. Okay? That's how you destroy a country. Did you know that in Las Vegas they don't have a drug problem on the strip where all the casinos are? You want to know why they don't? Because the laws are enforced. Crime is not tolerated there. Okay? Under George Bush... For those that did not know, there was a guy named George P. Walters. Again, this goes across the boards. And they did a research, and they found out by John P. Walters, he said government's anti-drug ads are largely being ignored by the teens and find no evidence that the multi-million dollar campaign is discouraging drug use. Of course not. Matter of fact, one time I went into Florida, this is years ago, and I noticed they had this big button at Ripley's Believe It or Not. And it said, do not push this button. Guess what all the kids that walked inside Ripley's Believe It or Not wanted to do? See, the Bible says when the commandment comes, sin revives. The more I tell young people not to do something, guess what? The more they want to do it. I've had thousands of kids yell that back to me. The more I tell you not to do something, what is it that you want to do? What you told us not to do. Why is that? Because they're unconverted. That's why. You know, the Bible tells us in Psalm 19:11, by them thy servant is warned. And it's the law of the Lord that's perfect, converting the soul. Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24. See, so the more you tell them not to do it, the more they want to do it. You know what John P. Walters does? Walters still wants to maintain the current funding of $180 million while the government spends $18 billion on anti-drug efforts each year. Folks, they're just using that, allocating that money to illegal projects in bureaucracies. Mark my words. How many times have they been busted doing that? Iran-Contra. Who was paying for that? All the subjects in L.A. that were buying the drugs. They were taking that money and what? They were funding the war. Because it was an illegal war under Bush. Okay? Just so you understand what's happening, we're doing this to ourselves all across the boards. By the way, I want to say don't blame the government for the fact that we have a drug problem in the country. They're just meeting the demand is all they're doing. If the American people weren't buying the drugs, we wouldn't have a drug problem. There wouldn't be little boys and little girls that are being killed to transport cocaine into America or heroin. That's why I think it's funny when I hear Trump talk about why we need the wall. No, enforce the law against the crime, make an example out of drug dealers publicly, put them on television, and enforce the law, hang them, shoot them, whatever you want to do, and send the message that you're not going to tolerate it in this country. I mean, as a matter of fact, if you go to El Salvador and you drink and drive the very first offense, you're put in front of a firing squad. Why? Because they revere life. Life to them is precious. They don't tolerate crime there. Oh, Bradley, that's a little harsh, really. Well, why don't you tell that to the 12,000 people that were killed on the streets in America last year by drunk drivers, those that don't understand not to drink and drive? Was that one of your family members? Because if it wasn't, then you know what? You need to zip it and learn the lesson. Going back to DARE, it can start as a DARE. I've been in high schools where they have these posters of little kids. And the poster's a cute little boy, and it says right on here, it says it can start as a DARE, or youthful curiosity, or it may be a way to escape problems at home. Whatever the reason, studies show that an alarming number of young people are trying drugs. How did they know what drugs were? Who introduced them to drugs? The media, Hollywood, corrupt politicians, corrupt law enforcement agency. I mean, folks, that's where it's coming from. Who introduced them to the drugs? And how come the laws in America are not enforced against drug lords? It's encouraged. Why? Folks, when you watch a movie, and I'm talking about movies from even early 2000s, friends, that's all they do is glamorize drug use and crime and gangbangers. They're promoting the crime. Okay? Says on this poster, unfortunately, too many parents still do not believe that their kids are at risk. The truth is, it's never too early to start teaching. Teaching them what? Well, you got the DARE program talking about magnifying the crimes against the law rather than the law against the crime. Well, teach them DARE. The word means to provoke or to challenge, to defy. Okay? Drug use has gone up 30% nationwide since the inception of this program. DARE's message is muddled and confusing. It does not tell kids that they must not use drugs. Why? Because there's no one there to enforce the law against their crime. It tells them that they have a right to say no, implying that they also have a right to say yes. Yeah, why not? Because the bureaucracies, the rehabilitation programs in the United States, friends, make billions of dollars off of kids that just can't say no. Okay? If you go to the DARE website, friends, it has a curriculum on the side and drug information. It shows you street names, blow, snow, nose candy, derived, cocaine is the power, tells you what it is, the description tells you what it is, and how to use it. Again, if you don't want somebody to use drugs or to commit gun crimes or to commit sexual perversion or rape or fornication or adultery, then don't show them how to do it. Enforce the law against the crime. If you don't want someone to commit crimes, then don't show them how to commit them. What stops drug use, friends, and crime? Magnifying the law unto judgment. Right there, it's found in Isaiah 51, verse 4. See, friends, the DARE program is in Hollywood, in movies, in the media. They're programs that are like a carrot dangling in the front of the nose of a horse. Curiosity. Curiosity, friends. Did I forget to tell you that University of Michigan found that 8th graders that went through the DARE program tripled in drug use? Folks, they're not preventing drug use. They're promoting drug use. Okay? They're not preventing gun crimes. They're teaching you how to commit the crime. They're advocating the crime. They're not showing you how gangbangers are punished, friends. They're showing you how they're glamorized in the lives that they live so others might follow in close pursuit. Okay? You know, it's interesting to note in ending that the one that designed the DARE program, guess what? He said the program is completely ineffective and sometimes even counterproductive.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.